Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah, all right, welcome back. Can you believe it, dude? Gizmo, hour number three.
Hour number three, here
we are. We had to feed the meters, so we're back in the studio after, or else it's a $21 parking ticket. But we're not talking about that today. Right. We are just talking about the pre-4th of July celebration. We got a great guest in-house that I'm excited. I tried to get you on last year, but we didn't have a great producer that could coordinate everything. Oh. So we have that now. So you're in the house, and we're going to talk about Heritage Hill. But before we do, our sponsor for this hour is Pella Windows and Doors. And Pella, as you know, is a Green Bay company that just quality product, quality service. That they've been around. It's Pella.com. And I live in a little older house. It was built in 1915. Mm-hmm. And there's houses in my neighborhood that are older than that. Mm-hmm. And I think we've come through the phase of letting those houses go to really making them really, really nice.
Absolutely.
However, that comes with a price tag.
Yeah.
But it and some of the stuff you don't get a return on, but mm-hmm. some of the stuff you do. And one of the things, like I had to buy a new chimney. Did I get a return on that chimney? I don't think so. Ooh. But I bought, you know, a bunch of Pella windows and doors. And what's cool about them is when you get an older house, and you know, some on the third floor we have arched windows.
Oh, beautiful.
You know, and then in some of the windows you want that grid in there, and some you don't. And anyway, they come through and they show you like different kinds of windows to put in your house. And they're like, well, you know, at 1905, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, these are the kind of windows you should have in your house. And it's really cool. And then they like give you a visual of that window in your house. You're like, wow, I would like that house. It's like, wait, that is my house. So I just got to, and doors. And when I was talking about this before, and Pella has great financing now. I mean, they have this no money down. They didn't have that when I did it, but your return on that, because all of a sudden you do it in the summer and then your heat bill comes in the winter and it's like half of what it was. And it's like, why is that? Because God knows the utilities, they don't reduce their rates.
Right.
But it's just because you're using less energy.
Hey. Yeah.
So it's a cool thing. And, you know, they do houses. I mean, fit old houses. They'll do in the 80s, 2000. They'll do any house. But windows and doors is a great investment. And we just had the realtors in here, Ben and Deanna Melchor. And, you know, I'm sure they would echo that a good investment in your house. Some people put in things that's like, oof, like a pool. you're going to get your money's worth. But there's other smaller things too. But, you know, the exterior is important, but the interior is important. But windows are both.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's got good curb appeal. And so anyway, go to Pella. WI.com. Great company. And if you really want to save some money on your utilities, but really enhance your home for the long term, Pella Windows and Doors.com. So we were talking about how great the 4th of July is. And we were talking a little bit about, do people really understand? And I think a lot of people do. I don't mean to harp on that, but I was telling Todd before that I think the reason I got excited about this was my 9th grade history teacher. He just, he's a good storyteller and you get a bunch of 14, 15-year-olds, and he just, like, got us excited about it,
That's amazing.
The revolution. And I think he convinced us the kids were that they were a little younger than because we're like, we could have overthrown a government, which, anyway, and I find that very interesting. But an organization that really explains it all is Heritage Hill. And I've been out there many times in my previous life, and I just want to just thank you for what you do all year, but I think this is a very special time. So we have with us Elizabeth Jolly Haslett. Are you the director?
I'm the director of development.
Okay, at Heritage Hill, and of course that's a state park, and some people don't understand the structure of Heritage Hill, but you have added on, and anyway.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it. So we are a state park, but we're really just a state park in name only. We are our own nonprofit corporation. So we are managed, operated, and most importantly, funded just completely by ourselves, by local history lovers.
The state doesn't give you any money?
The state gives us minimal money.
Yeah, I thought they had a big surplus this year.
Yeah, well, that would be nice if they gave some to us.
Okay, well, anyway, you're making it work with however you're raising your money, that's for sure. You got a beautiful facility out there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we have a restoration team of three that does 56 acres and 26 historic buildings. They upkeep everything with volunteers, with dedicated volunteers. But yeah, we are really proud of
our staff. Is that still
a
thing, Heritage Hill class trips in fourth grade or sixth? What do they?
Fourth grade.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Fourth grade is the Wisconsin history curriculum. So yes, we had over 5,000 students come in about 20 days in May.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's a time.
But you really, a time that, again, I've been there many times for events and weddings and everything else that you do out there. But I think the time that when I was as mayor, the time that I really enjoyed, I every time I say that, you have to drink a shot. Oh. Go ahead, have it. It's right there. It's bourbon. We brought up good stuff for today.
Oh, boy.
I'm just kidding. We don't drink on stage.
Glug, glug, glug.
Was the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. You guys do it right. So tell us a little bit about what you have planned.
Yeah. So we kind of take you through the pre-4th of July, the history leading up to it. I know we will be making ice cream in the farm, which I'm very excited about. We're doing a reading of the Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. We have a really cool, actually just year-round flag display in the town hall. So about the history of our nation's flag, which is, there were many, many, many flags, actually. The fur trade area will have fur traders. You know, we're really about the people, the costumed historic interpreters that deliver history to you, not you kind of looking at displays, although we have some like very nice exhibits, but we're really about the people.
And the interpreters you have, you call those actors?
We call them interpreters because they...
Gizmo, you could do that.
Yeah, I'm sure I could pull it off.
Absolutely. Sure. You have, I think.
I read the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, cool.
So I don't know if I was Thomas Jefferson. I don't know who I was, but...
Yeah.
So I went there and you guys outfitted me and it was a super
hot... Did you
hot
wear a wig and tights?
But the tights were, that was close with it. I think I had the tights with the knickers.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know if he ever gave them back? Because I bet he took them.
Yeah,
back.
Those are. Yeah,
that's where those went.
That's just for my special evenings. But it was hot. It was hotter than hell. And those guys really, and it was wool?
Yeah.
You guys are big in the wool back then.
Yeah.
And a little scratchy.
Yeah.
And the Declaration of Independence is not that long, but it seemed awfully long that
when
day.
When you're wearing wool and
heat. It's 85.
Yeah.
Wow. But it was cool. Yeah. And it was cool. And people were, you could hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
People were like, because everybody knows it, but to hear it, and then, you know, I kind of, you would know what was addiction, when you your voice, inflection of your voice, like over the grievances, because I just think that's why we did what we did. And we talked about, well, we want to be independent, but why?
Mm-hmm.
You get into the, and King the George actual. Was a nut job anyway. So right. It was like really, it was pretty cool what they did. And I just, and again, I've said this before, I'm glad I'm living at this time.
Absolutely.
And I am, but however, if God would have given me the whole timeline and said, okay, Jim, you pick where you want, I would have picked the revolution.
The revolution.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would love
it. It is cool.
It's a tough time to live back then.
Yeah.
Struggle.
But it was struggling, and I understand, you know, sanitation.
No
and
indoor toilet.
No,
I know.
Dead. You'd be dead.
No.
Because you wouldn't have lived to this age, Jim.
That's true. 45, I'd be out.
Yeah, you probably would be done.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So maybe I will take this.
Maybe you're right.
However, probably nothing more invigorating than overthrowing a government.
Yeah.
Well, yeah there is that.
You know, I think Super Bowls are up there, but man, can you imagine that? I mean, throw it over for the right reason.
For the right reason.
Yeah, I'm not saying
not just because.
No,
yeah.
Well, that's what Pippin is all about, is overthrowing.
Yes, he's got this play.
You're not wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with Pippin, absolutely.
And speaking of plays and Heritage Hill, Play by Play Theater is going to be doing 12th Night there.
Yes.
July 9th, Tuesday,
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm involved with Play by Play Theater, actually, outside of Heritage Hill. And we do Shakespeare all around the city every summer for the past 6 years.
So you guys at Whitney?
Well, I was at Whitney. I stage managed the Whitney part.
I saw
production.
That show. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Great show. Funny, great actors. The thing about Shakespeare is, and for some people who hear Shakespeare, they go, oh, I don't know. It's because there's delivery. You really have to deliver Shakespeare. You have to deliver it in a way that people are receptive and they get it without having to go, wait, what does that mean? I have to, you know, But the delivery on these actors is just phenomenal.
Yeah,
that's
really
cool.
Great. Yeah.
They really know what they're saying, and that makes all the difference.
Yeah. And that's July 9th.
That's July 9th, yeah.
You know, we have our community calendar here, and people come in, and we got this event coming up, July 9th is also that yellow, that sober day at the Rockers game.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that's really, really important that people need to learn, and I work at a community shelter, that you can have a lot of fun without alcohol.
Absolutely.
But they don't know that, and I can understand that because I've walked a little bit in that, and I've had brothers who've walked that a long, long time. But life is really good without it.
Yeah.
And to have these safe places where you can enjoy events, and we need to get that down here on the City Deck and some other things.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's the 9th as well. So Shakespeare, I don't know if you can do both because yours in the evening.
Yeah, ours is.
Ours is. So anyway,
yeah.
Hey, back to Heritage Hill though. Tell me about the cost when people get there and how that day is going to work on the 4th because I think the weather's going to be on your side that day.
Oh, that's the thing we fight against all the time.
I know.
So it's just general admission pricing. So 13 for adults. I think 10 for eight for children.
Okay.
You can find it on our website.
Yeah.
And then if you're a member, you do get in free because it is a general admission day. So I highly encourage if you are planning to visit Heritage Hill more than once in a year, which you absolutely should, to become a member because it's worth it and it supports us.
Yeah, well, and if you're a member, you get to see 12th Night for free.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right. Otherwise, it's $5 to get in.
Okay, all right. Well, and how much is the membership? This is all going to add up.
Yeah, absolutely. $65 for families.
Okay.
So that would be two
oh
adults.
My gosh.
And then your household.
The math is
that's
there.
Reasonable.
Yeah, exactly.
That's very reasonable.
And then $50 for, we call it individual, but it's individual plus a guest. So
oh, nice.
You
so
plus a guest.
The plus one.
Plus one.
I've been a plus one a few times.
Yes. I've been a minus one a couple times.
Oh, boy.
So, I know. That hurt. It hurt. No, Schmidt's not coming. So.
Was alcohol involved?
Yeah, right. So what's all going on the 4th? So we're going to get there at what, 10? What time do you kick off events?
We start at 9. We open at 9.
Okay.
And then we do the only scheduled things we have. Everything else will be ongoing. But the scheduled things we have is a fife and drum corps performance at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., I believe.
Awesome.
Then we also have a tour of Tonk Cottage, which is Wisconsin's oldest standing residence.
Wow.
Built in 1803. And that will be at 1:30.
All right. Where do we get this information, Elizabeth? So give me the website.
HeritageHillGB.org.
All right. Have a happy 4th.
Thank you.
And thanks for doing this.
Yeah,
thanks for coming.
Thank you.
This is great that your state park, which you fund because the state's too cheap, but it's nice that we have that quality place here. All right.
We're
going to be right
great
back.
Facility.
Gizmo and the Mayor, we want to thank Elizabeth, Jolly Hossett, Heritage Hill. Get out there tomorrow, the 4th of July. We'll be right
thank
back.
You.
I roamed and I rambled and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. And all around me, a voice was singing. This plan was made for you and me. This plan was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest.
All right, welcome back.
Waters.
Okay, Gizmo, that's okay. That reminds me of this other guy I used to host with. So, oh, although you sing on pitch.
I was just going to say, except that Gizmo actually
didn't sing any deeper.
Who was that? Peter Palmieri?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Nice job.
Well, they were here at the Widener.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's a great song. They had great harmony. And Peter I love Paul. Harmony, something that is foreign.
What? What?
I said,
harmony?
I love harmony.
Oh, okay.
Because I grew up with Barbershop,
yep.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Oh.
I love good harmony. I said something that is foreign to John Minow.
Okay.
So that is what I was going for before you rudely interrupted me. So anyway.
There was a pause and then you said foreign.
I was,
and I'm like, where are we going with this?
I was. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking the same thing. Okay. So we have, Terry, I know is out ill today, so.
Liz is going to join us in a little bit.
All right.
And Amanda will join us in the studio in a little bit too. So,
in the meantime, we are going to give away some tickets. So, here we are 13 colonies, right? Colonies. And then finally they became a state. I just, right?
That's a powerful thing.
Yeah. Colonies. That's
like going
that's
from
lame.
An amateur to a pro.
Right.
You know,
that's like playing powder puff football to the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's great. So, tell you what, we're going to give these away pretty quick. Just call in and name.
No, hold on. But these are VIP tickets fireworks over the Fox. I believe it's called Fire Over the Fox from Festival Foods. Right. You want to download the Civic Media app is what you want to do. Choose the station WISS or WGBW. Lower right hand corner is the text button. Text in your answer to this probably very confusing commercial.
No, this one's not. This one's kind of easy.
All right.
All you have to do to win two tickets is text in three of the colonies.
Three of the original 13.
Yeah, and don't say Wisconsin or Texas. I mean, we weren't even it was
Minnesota.
I don't know why we let them in. No, they're great. I love Minnesota. So we're going to do that. And tell you what, we're going to take two winners. So somebody, three. That's not many. You should know. Everybody knows that.
Well, you know,
I guess. You know, it's all the East Coast.
Name at least two or three, maybe.
Yeah. New York, Virginia.
Yeah.
There. All right. Hey, tell me, Gizmo, did I ask you, what are you doing for the 4th, man? Are you working?
I will be downtown walking around, and then I'm probably going to meet you over at the, where we're giving the tickets away for.
Oh, it's Fire Over the Fox.
It's the
VIP seating. It's right at Light Park. So there's festivities going on.
Yeah. I'll be walking
every
around.
Every city. And there's just great things going on in Appleton and Oshkosh. Yeah. And the reason I know a little bit more about Green Bay is I used to attend these things all the time. And that reserve seating is fun. So now, were you going to stop somebody on the street and do a little magic?
What I do is every 4th of July, I usually walk around downtown and I do walk around and share magic, but I try to share it with the first responders, the police, the cops, the firemen and all those people that are just sort of standing around in groups waiting for some action, so I go up and I share a little magic with them and they really appreciate it and they love it, because they're just sort of standing there and they can't really enjoy the thing because they're on guard and everything. It is great, especially the police. Whenever I find a group of cops, they're always standing around joking and everything, and then I'll start doing magic, and there'll be one cop in the group that'll cross his arms and give me that look like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
What's he doing
right
over here, But I usually bring them around. And
keep an eye on their taser and their gun. It's like, this guy's going to pick this up next.
One hand on the trigger. But it's always such a blast. I love doing that. I love walking around and just,
Do you do your magic on stage in front of huge groups? I've seen you, all the magic I've seen with you has been really up close with five, six, seven people.
The majority of what I do is close up. And I just prefer that because of the impact. And I like being close with people. I do a small stage show. It lasts about 20 minutes or so. It's enough where if it's more than about 100 people, it's tough. Because the stuff I like to do involves small or everyday objects.
Give me a dollar bill, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, smaller items and stuff. So if you're way in the back, it might be hard to see.
Private parties, birthday parties?
I typically do a lot of corporate events.
Oh, that's cool.
A lot of summer picnics and holiday parties and things like that. I do a lot of house parties too, where I go to people's house for birthdays.
So when my kids were young, I had a magician come. And I don't want to mention his name because it's the end of this. Anyway.
Okay.
This guy come to our house. I don't know if I told you this, Todd. And my kids, I don't know, their birthdays. Maybe they were 7 and 9 they're younger than that, 5 and 7. And so I had this guy come over. Actually, it was Mr. Hocus. Do you remember him?
Gosh, I guess I don't.
Did it's okay. So he came over and I don't know, 10, 15 kids in the living room all sitting down. And he did some magic and it wasn't cheap, and I did his magic and the other kind of clapping. So then the next year we're driving in the car and there's somebody special coming for your birthday this year. And they're like, oh, who? I said, well, you take a guess. And Grandma, I said, no, Grandma's not coming. She can't come. And Aunt Sarah, I said, no, it's not Aunt Sarah. And then they're like, not Mr. Hocus. So they didn't like the guy.
Oh, wow.
I know. Yeah. So you guys be nice. He's already paid for. So, you guys got to be good to entertain kids. Because kids are like...
There is a thin line between being fun and entertaining and being cheesy and hokey. It's a thin line with magic because there's a lot of magic out there that you can learn, anyone can learn. And then if you want to make money, you could go out and start your own magic show and do a lot of, level one magic. And kids aren't receptive to that. They know those tricks and they know
they
how
do.
They work even.
They do.
So if you're not stepping it up a few levels for
Agreed.
Kids, they're going to be on you and they're going to think you suck and they're going to think that you're not that good.
And tell their dad.
What did you say? Where's the thin line? You said something or it's hokey. What was the thin line?
It's basically between being cheesy and hokey and then being, you know, professional. It's really
Jim?
Yeah.
Well, he's steering that toward me. Yeah, I knew that when he asked, but I'll let him. Okay, go ahead.
That's something for you and John to learn a little bit.
Cheesy and hokey.
Careful
or
on that line,
right?
There.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It's a teetering line.
We're not even close to the line yet, but we're getting there. We're working
we
on
it.
We can't even see the line.
I love you guys. You guys are so funny.
And we thank Civic Media. We thank Todd. It's fun to go out and you can ring the bell again. When I was mayor, I always enjoyed going out and getting positive reinforcement. You know, thanks for this. This is great. I saw you do this. And it's nice to do that again. And people say, I listened to your show. I didn't know that. Or I really enjoyed this guest or that guest. And I think that's great. It's 3 hours. Our show's from 6 to 9. And I understand people can't listen. A lot of people can't listen for 3 hours. But you know, so many people are like, I listen to you from 6:15 to 7:45 on my 6:15 to 6:45 on my drive. Or other people, I do my walk from 7 to 7:30 every day, and I listen to you guys. I'm my sister-in-law in Florida. When she goes out for her walk, you know, she downloads and listens to us every day. And
that's great.
They can listen later on the podcast and all that kind of stuff. And just so people know, on Friday, we will not be here, but we are doing a rerun of our anniversary show from last Wednesday, which, you know, was supposed to be this big thing.
It was.
And then all it turned out was stress when the Public Works Department showed up to block off the street.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. There's no secret. I like parties.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always have.
I do too.
I think it's worth celebrating. That's why we have Kids Day. We'd celebrate the city's anniversary, the sesquicentennial.
We have several every year at our
house. I love parties. And I thought, well, 1 year, like, you know, report cards, all that stuff. We just had a lot of great parties. And I wanted to have one for our 1 year anniversary. So I ordered all the infrastructure, closing the street. But then we canceled it, and I forgot to cancel it.
Yeah,
so you're going to hear about that when you listen to our show on Friday. Because it was a disaster when they showed up with their crew to close the street. It's like,
I have to tell you.
And Todd's like, get out there, Jim.
Somebody from corporate's like, did that really happen, or did you make that up? I said, no, check out the pictures.
We got photos. Yeah. They were here. But anyway. All right, little Elton John. Insanity. Philadelphia Freedom. Boy, does that tie it all together.
Yeah, I know Elton's your favorite. He's one of,
one of my favorites.
He grew up in the 70s.
I've seen him a couple times.
He's great.
He really is great. He was just performing again. So anyway, we're gonna be right back. We got another half hour to wrap this up before the 4th of July. Stick around. Gizmo the mayor, we'll be right back.
Take Mino and the mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store, and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is our last half hour. Man, it's been a fun week. And not as much as I miss Mino, this has been great with Frank Hermans and, of course, Kevin Van Ness. And today we have Gizmo, Mike Jagir, who's in the house, who's an actor, magician. And I know you've got to sneak out because you've got something else to do. But before you go.
Yes.
I introduced you as a magician, I don't know, 20 times today.
Yeah.
You got any magic you can do? Or is that not a radio thing?
I kind of do. You know, I've done a couple of them now on the show, and they always go out really good. So I thought we would try one that involves numbers. Now, I've done some tricks when I was a kid with math that, you know, you tell somebody to pick a number, and they divide by two, and there's this whole thing, and then you predict the number at the end. But I think enough people know that one. So I have a different one that's very unique and very weird.
And we can play even if we're listening?
Everybody that's listening.
All right, what do we need to play?
A calculator or a piece of paper and a pen.
Well, so you need a calculator?
Well, if you're not good at math. There isn't a huge amount of math.
Well, Lisa, are you good with math?
Or let's grab
pull up your calculator. I'm okay with math.
Or you can grab your phone.
Grab your phone, turn on your calculator.
Okay, all right. Those who want to play, just give them a minute.
Okay.
And you are a actor... Theater.
Actor, comedian.
What else do you have going on?
Entertainer.
Well, entertainer. But you're going to be playing this Evergreen thing soon? What's coming up?
There's a few things coming up. Evergreen Productions is
that's July 10th, right?
The Art Fest.
Yeah.
Oh, Pippin is put on by Broadway Theater.
Okay.
You can find them at Broadway.
All right.
Birderonbroadway.org.
Okay.
Pippin's running July 10th through the 20th.
Okay, I was just killing time. That's enough.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Okay. Everybody's got their calculator. So go ahead.
Okay. Gizmo. So here we go. First, I'm going to write down a number, and I have it written down already. I wrote down a number between 1 and 9, okay? My number's here. I can't change it, okay? And this is important. Now, I need anyone that's listening to write down any number they want between 1 and 9. It can be 1, it can be 9, it can be any number in between, okay? So you've got that number. This is where we're going to do a little bit of math. This will only take a minute. Okay, whatever your number is, multiply it times 2. Okay? Everybody should have that. Now add 2, just 2, plus 2, all right? Now you should have a new number. Now I need you to, whatever that number is, multiply it times 5. Multiply times 5. This might take people a minute, especially if you're, you know, got your calculator out. You've multiplied your number by 5. You should have a new number. Okay. Now, whatever that number is, subtract 7 of all things, right? Everybody subtract 7?
Yep.
This is the big finish. Now, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Your answer is going to be a reflection of my answer. Doesn't matter who's playing. Whatever your answer is, I have the other half. This is going to sound crazy, but whatever. Okay, we'll start with Jim. Okay. Jim, can you tell me the total of your, what you came up with as a total?
43.
So the number you originally wrote down was 4. Am I correct?
Yes.
And the number I have, if you'll notice, is 3. He had a 4, he had a 3. Your total was 43, correct?
Cool.
Todd, what was your total?
73,
because you wrote down a 7.
Yeah, I did.
And I have a 3, so the total is 73. And what was your total?
83.
And you wrote down an 8 originally?
Yep.
Yeah, and you had an 8 and I had a 3.
And Lisa, what about you?
Lisa, what'd you have?
Mine was 83 as well.
83.
Lisa, twinsies.
Crazy.
I know, right?
And well, you had an 8 now. And I had a 3.
So, all right. Wow, okay.
Isn't that
okay.
Crazy? No matter who I do that to, the answer will always reflect your number and my number.
Okay.
And I can change that.
You
I can actually
change
my 3 and we can change the math on it and we can do it again if you want. But that's the craziness of that trick. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
That math, every...
But yes.
If my algebra teacher no, would have done magic tricks, yeah. I would have passed that class.
Right. You would have loved it.
I wouldn't have passed, but I would have at least taken an interest.
We got texters coming in. It all worked for him.
That's right. Awesome.
Mary,
that's
really congratulations. Awesome. She had 63. Right, Rick had 43.
Do you want to give him tickets?
Isn't
we still have
insane?
Some left.
Yeah. I think we're out, Jim.
Oh, we're out of tickets. All right. Yep. Well, anyway, we sure want to thank On Broadway and Downtown Green Bay for donating those tickets for Firefight. And you're going to be there. I'll see you there. All right, Gizmo, anything else you want to wrap up before we sneak out?
A couple of little things. I will be at Art Fest. That's coming up July 20th and 21st. I'll be in the booth for Evergreen. So if you're walking around and you see us, stop down. We'll talk to you a little bit about theater. Play-by-play theater, I've mentioned. 12th Night's going to be performing at Heritage Hill. $5 to get in, unless you're a member. Free. spoken word event's coming up. I want to give a quick shout-out. Cujo is a host of a great spoken word event. It's going to be at the Trax. It's called At the Trax. It's down on Broadway from 7 to 9. August 23rd coming up. And every Monday, right down the street here at the Bell Inn Building from 6 to 9 at the, what is it? That
Daily Buzz?
Yeah, the Daily Buzz. They do an open mic there as well. Sometimes you can expect to see poetry or music. A friend of mine, Brad Terrell, performs there every Monday. He was Mr. Howell in Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he performs there almost every Monday. And then also Evergreen Productions. I know I mentioned this, The Haunting of Hill House. Auditions are coming up July 21st and 2nd. If you want to audition for that show, you can check that out. Evergreentheater.org. And that's where you can find it.
What is it about? Maybe you could, Mino always, he says he was.
The
he
Haunting did, of Hill House?
Huh?
It was a movie, it was a book, and the play is sort of an adaptation of both of those. Huh?
Is it comedy?
It's very serious. It's supposed to be a serious story about people that just go into a house that they hear is haunted and they want to sort of find out for themselves if it is.
Todd Michaels.
Well, yeah, and we actually.
And then here's the thing, and Amanda, I got to bring you in on this.
Mm-hmm.
Gizmo has talked about maybe doing an actual investigation there.
Well, let's do it.
Before or whatever. And yeah.
So we're going to have him come in, do an investigation, and then we can report it. And then the first, the opening night of the show, we're hoping we can have Todd or whoever come in and interview folks and say, how do you feel about paranormal activity? We did a reading here and we actually picked something or we didn't, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
Wow. Just to sort of set that paranormal tone for the show, you know, and I thought that'll be great.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
And the final thing I want to give a shout out to is a girl named Michaela Lee. And I know you probably don't know her. She just released a song like 5 days ago. It's called No Destination. You can look it up if you want. It's available at every place you can find music, YouTube to you name it. Michaela Lee, though, is from northern Wisconsin. I go up there every year to do magic in Pickerel, of all places.
Where?
She's like Pickerel, Wisconsin. So she's like this little small town, hometown, kind of she's got the perfect story, really. I mean, she might as well be that waitress, you know, her dad doesn't own a restaurant. She has waitress, so it's kind of funny. But she's actually a nurse now, so she's doing really good.
And she's
got a
breaking into this?
Yeah, she's breaking into country music, of all things. So Michaela Lee, No Destination, check her out.
All right.
If you get a chance.
Stories are good. And one last thing, you and I are working an event together on, I'll talk about it. 9/20.
Gizmo and I and a couple other people are working the event at the Northland Hotel. The Northland Hotel is celebrating their 100th anniversary, and they had some very famous people there over the 100 years. And one of them, just coincidentally, was Houdini. So yeah. I wonder who's going to play Houdini.
I don't know.
And then
Vince
Lombardi.
Guy.
And then Vince Lombardi.
Are you the magician's assistant?
I'm MCing. I'm just MCing the
You've
thing.
You've got that pair of tights yet from Heritage Hill.
That's right.
So.
My you lovely wait, assistant. Wait till you show up. It's worth $100. And then Gizmo has, of course, his connections in the theater goes pretty deep. So We've got
some impersonators because they're going to play JFK and Vince Lombardi and also Eleanor Roosevelt. So
three people who were at the Northland, and we're going to interview them. And what was it like? Why did you come here? And I think the audience, and there's a great dinner. We're one of the courses is going to be something that was served in the 20s.
Yeah. That's
so it's going to be a fun night. So I will talk about that as we get closer, but I'm going to be working with you on that too. So that'd be fun. All right, Gizmo, enjoy your 4th of July. I will see you downtown.
Yeah. Thank you so much
five,
for having
six,
me here.
5, 6, 7 like that. Yeah. Thank you
this
for being here.
This has been my absolute pleasure to be here as the filling in for John. Cause you know, I love John. He is such a great guy. And he's been a big fan of my magic since I can remember.
Oh yeah.
And,
well, that's because you do it for free. That's why he's
do.
A big fan.
I was going to say it's cause he's easily wowed.
Right. Those two things, right?
He is. He
yeah,
is.
And yeah, the price of admission, but if yeah, thanks for being here. And yeah, hi to your family, and like I said, enjoy your day tomorrow, and I'll see you tomorrow night at the festivals
yeah.
downtown.
Right. Sounds great. Thanks
cool.
for having
All right,
me again,
you bet.
Guys.
All right. We're shifting over to Lisa Hi. Hale, who is our news bureau chief. Like you're
New
the,
Wisco.
New Wisco. You're the New one Wisco. Who kind of puts like what we should be thinking about and what we should be knowing about, and that comes out of your desk. So what are you all working on?
Oh, well... Everything and nothing. The holiday is tomorrow, so you know.
Right? Isn't that nice?
And we got, it is.
And Amanda, Gizmo to take off because he had something to do at 9, but Amanda's joining us. Do you guys know each other?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. So people say, who's that other voice? We've got two women here, but Amanda and Lisa. Lisa, so are you guys off tomorrow? Did Civic give you off or are you going to work?
We are off tomorrow.
All right,
yes.
Cool. Right.
Which is awesome. So, you know, tonight I can take in some fireworks or tomorrow.
No,
take
you're not
going to
do fireworks. You're going to do wine.
Do wine and
How
fireworks.
You know me a little bit too well, Todd.
Where are the fireworks tonight?
Tonight there are some fireworks in Appleton that are happening tonight at 9:45.
They're always ahead of everybody. I mean, Appleton mm-hmm. just does it right. So they jumped us on this too, huh? Okay, that's
yep,
cool.
Yep. I mean, if you're looking for something to do tonight, the fireworks are going to be going off in Appleton. Berlin is also doing it tonight. Campbellsport, Clintonville, Egg Harbor, Iola, yeah. Kewaunee, Kimberly, Okano, and Shawano all have fireworks shows tonight.
And I just want to say that you can... I don't, if people haven't been, those smaller communities do unbelievable fireworks. I mean, just, I don't know where they get the money or if it's the community or if they buy right, but man, there's some great shows in those smaller communities. I just love it. So yeah, get out there and enjoy that. And it's going to be a perfect night tonight too.
And if it you is. Can't get out there, you can come to my house around midnight. That's when my neighbors start shooting them off.
I was just going to say, that's not you, is it?
No.
Yeah.
I'm trying to sleep. I got a 1-year-old.
Yeah,
I know. It's the problem with lighting off fireworks at your own home is the fact that people have pets, people have children, and also veterans have a problem with fireworks. Yeah. Sometimes it can trigger the PTSD. Mm-hmm. So yeah. That's something to remember if you're going to be shooting off at your own home.
Right. That is true. We had a lieutenant on yesterday from the Green Bay Fire Department and talked about, you know, just enjoy. These communities spend a lot of time and money and volunteers and resources and security to shoot off fireworks. Her point was just enjoy those. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to do your own. But I do want to say she did say something that I am still, I didn't know this. But you know, if you do sparklers at home, and we do that and some other things that stay on the ground. But to have your kids wear shoes, because there's a lot of burns if kids are running around barefoot in the summer, which a lot of kids do. And I thought, that's a good piece of advice. So
Jim never thought about that.
I never thought about that. So I just put some...
Kids have scars all over
their
feet.
They do. I just put Vaseline on their feet. I'm like, well, God, I should put shoes on. Shoes is a better idea. I'd be proactive. I wasn't there. So anyway, I've learned something. So it's all part of it. And so that's yesterday. And not yesterday. That's tonight. But tomorrow, though. Tell me about tomorrow in our listening
tomorrow.
Area.
Oh, wow.
I know, right?
You know, tomorrow is going to be extremely busy. Of course, there are parades in some places. Oshkosh has a parade happening tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Awesome.
Fireworks displays are going to happen in different places tomorrow, usually at about 9:45 or dusk. And those are going to be at Bailey's Harbor, Bondwell, Gillett, Green Bay, of course, Green Lake.
Oh, Green Fond du Lac.
Yeah, Green Lake is doing it at Deakin Mills Park at dusk.
That's awesome.
Fond du Lac, Kellnersville, Menasha, Manitowoc, Nina, New London, Omro, Oshkosh at Menominee Park. My favorite firework display place ever is happening in Ripon at Murray Park tomorrow night.
Really?
Sturgeon Bay, Townsend, Two Rivers, and Wapaka all are doing
tomorrow.
Listen
to all that.
Oh, you did miss today. At Manitowoc, our friend of the show, Dennis from the Glam Band, they are performing tonight in Manitowoc at the Wharf for a July 3rd celebration. Ooh. There's going to be fireworks and stuff tonight there, too.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. So Manitowoc's going to get a double dose of
it. Oh, my God. It's going to be hectic. Nobody go downtown if you're just trying to drive through.
You know, it just is, and it's, like I said, you know, every seat is great. You just look up. You know, it's not like you have to get there early for the fireworks. I mean, you just got to be able to see them. So, very cool stuff going on. Then a lot of them are supported with food trucks and vendors and kids selling things and adults. Mm-hmm. And there's the Boy Scouts and everybody has a booth there. And we need to support that, too. It's just great. So, hey, I want you to stick around. I'll talk a little bit of news and I want to get back to the festivities. But, Amanda, we want to hear what you're doing, what your family's doing, and Lisa, and other things that are going on, and what's going on in the news as well. At the local level, we don't want to talk about those presidents.
And hopefully everyone comes back from this holiday with all their fingers intact.
That would be nice. All right, we'll be right back with Lisa Hale. This is Mino and, Mino's not even here. This is like the mayor and Amanda and Todd and Lisa. We'll be right back.
And now to honor America, especially the brave men and women serving our nation in the Persian Gulf and throughout the world, please join in the singing of our national anthem. The anthem will be followed by a flyover of F-16 jets from the 56th Tactical Training Wing at MacDill Air Force Base and will be performed by the Florida Orchestra under the direction of Maestro Yaha Ling and sung by Grammy Award winner Whitney Houston.
Surprise me here at the 12.
Wow, indeed. See, it's voices like that that deserve to draw it out next to 40
seconds.
You'll
never beat that. That is, like, unbelievable. If that doesn't move you, nothing will.
Absolutely the best ever.
Right?
A bit of trivia.
What year was that? I watched it with my father-in-law, so it was a while ago.
Let me check here real quick.
Don't look at me.
Well, no, I'm just saying that was a while ago. You know, and she obviously passed away.
I think it was 1991.
Yeah, it would have been. How was that? Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that was great. There's so much good music to celebrate. And boy, she hit every note there. Great. Mm-hmm.
Yes. January 27th, 1991.
January 27th. It was obviously a Super Bowl.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was very, very cool. I remember watching that with him. And he's like, wow.
10 days into the Persian Gulf War at the time.
I wasn't even one yet.
Oh,
okay. All right. Let's get back to, you know.
What's your trivia?
Okay,
my trivia was going to be the tune that we sing for our national anthem is actually a English drinking song to an Acrian in heaven. And it just always amazes me that we have this 4-octave tune for our national anthem that got its start as a drinking song.
Well, it's because when you're drinking, it doesn't matter if you hit the tune or not. You know what I'm saying?
Especially like my regular host here who doesn't, you know, stay within 1 octave, much less 4. That is, remember there was some talk of changing that? Changing the national anthem. There's some crazy congressman said, let's change it because it's so hard to sing. And you're not going to change that. I mean, give me a break. Just learn how to sing.
People have you know, put up America the Beautiful as possibilities and other things. But has been what it has been since, you know, the War of 1812 for a reason.
If it works, just leave it.
Right. And we should all have the same teachers, Whitney Houston, then we wouldn't have this problem. So anyway,
we all have the voice of Whitney. Say, we have this problem.
No amount of teaching is going to make you sing like that.
Okay, so the 4th's coming up. What else is going on, though, that you're covering? I mean, I know the we have all the festivities going on in our listening area, and I think people got to get out, like Mark said, and enjoy it. And Mark Houston was saying, you know, it's good. Get out, get a little exercise, walk around, enjoy it. There's great food. And of course, the fireworks. But anything else you're working on, Lisa, that you want to share?
I want to say this. Lisa's working on a brand new program, Jim. So on WGBW on Sundays at 1 o'clock, you have your Lean Local show.
I do.
Where you dig in with local politics, local issues, local things going on locally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Lisa's going to be leading up a program for our WISS listeners called New Wisco Weekend. And it's going to be issues and think Sunday morning from CBS, but for the Northeast Wisconsin.
That's cool that people will listen to that because you're encompassing the arts and a variety of things.
Yep.
We're going to have features on arts, on weather, on sports, on music, you know, issues, long form stories. It's going to be it's really cool. I'm excited about it.
We'll do a special show for EAA coming up week. That's just a couple of weeks away. We're going to talk about inclusion in our neighborhoods. We're going to talk about, you know, especially in Oshkosh, housing for the homeless and food insecurity in Oshkosh is a big deal. Mm-hmm. So we're going to tackle that stuff on WISS Sunday afternoons at 1 o'clock, led by Lisa Hale. Terry Barr, who is not able to join us today, will also be part of that team. Brittany Merlot is part of that team. Amanda's part of that team. I'm part of that team. We're going to put some really good stuff together. It takes 8 of us, Jim, to do the kind of show you do by yourself.
Well, I have Con in the house too. He's my producer.
You got Kyle.
Great. We're going to kick your butt in the ratings.
Yeah,
though.
I just want to say that. So if you listen, we just kind of drill down on issues. But I will tell you, on the first Sunday of every month, we're going to focus on the NFL draft. So that'd be kind of cool. That's like our happy stuff. But this Sunday, if you listen, the first half is a homeless guy. He's been homeless for 26 years and talks about all the stuff the city, the community should do. We need this. We need a tent city. We need this and that. And he's got some logic, if you will, behind his thoughts. The second half is a guy who was a business broker, grew up in Green Bay, 20 years in the Army, and he talks about shutting off the faucet. So I just think it's tough to deal with some of these issues when there's two sides with such strong beliefs. You know what I mean? So anyway, that's what we're doing this Sunday, and we have guests coming up for the next few Sundays. But no matter what's going on,
we got to celebrate, right? We got a free country here, and we love it.
And if you guys are looking for yet another opportunity to win a pair of VIP tickets to the fireworks tonight or tomorrow night for Fire Over the Fox, we are doing one last giveaway on our social media. So go to our Facebook page, Mino and the Mayor, and go to our Instagram, WGBW979, and there will be an opportunity for you to win there. Later, I have to...
All right, we'll do that. Okay, later.
Congratulations, right. Rhonda, by the way, from last night.
Happy 4th, everybody. God bless America. We will see you next week.